All right. Hope everybody had a happy Halloween. Just an update. We finished up practice today. The players will have off till Monday. Reminder just to be safe and rejuvenate, come back mentally and physically ready to roll. Any questions?
We didn't ask you yesterday. What'd you go to the Halloween party as?
I didn't go to the Halloween party. I'm not a big Halloween guy. I kind of do it naturally.
John, did you see the video the league put out today explaining their take on Zach's touchdown being overturned?
No. I've kind of moved on. I won't look at the video anyways just because of the nature, not just the catch, but kind of what happened. Their ruling's what their ruling is. I knew that, I don't know, however many hours ago that was, but days ago. So I really don't get into rehash. It doesn't change anything.
Sure, but you said you guys were going to submit that to the league, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We did.
You're back from them
specifically? Numerous times. But I think the score is still the same and the outcome is still the same.
And you think there's a way to remedy that rule and make it simpler?
We talk about rules every year. We have a committee that's in charge of it. We have, the league office, all the officiating. And so, we just try as coaches to best administer the rules and teach our players, the rules and how to respond. So you're going to have plays like that. We had plays like that before replay. And truth be told, I've always used the 100 guys in the bar rule. And, that's what it is, but that doesn't determine outcomes of games. And in this league, you have to overcome a lot, and sometimes it's calls.
Do you find it confusing to players?
Not particularly. They're out there playing a game they love, and, there's those close plays, whether they're, touchdown, no touchdown. We had one a couple years ago. In Detroit that I remember, and it was really different. It was either an interception first and 10 the other way, our team, or it was a touchdown, and they ruled it a touchdown. And, so that's just what it is, we came up short that day as well.
John, you heard back from numerous times. What do you mean? Is there an onboard dialogue?
Well, I don't like, we're not really supposed to share too much of what we get involved in, but, like I said, I know most of the people there, and we have conversations.
John, one of the other plays from Sunday looked like at the end of the game, Mitch took a shot after the interception. Is that a play you guys turned in?
Yeah. It really resulted in a penalty on us. And just try to keep the officiating crew ahead of the game to kind of see what causes things. And they're aware. And I think they'll continue to coach their people.
John, what do you want to see from Mitch, how he utilizes this time before he starts?
First and foremost, it's been a long season for him too. I think a lot of the reason you have this bye is to refresh mentally and physically. Again, there's some work involved. We just finished 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and today. Not necessarily probably what they want, but what they need. We utilize that time. They've got a nice 4-day break. To refresh and rejuvenate. Basically recover from the first 8 games before we start the second half of the season. So, just like with everybody, him included, he's going to need that break as well.
One thing you've seen the biggest growth in him just these last few weeks since he started?
Well, what you have to understand is every one of those plays is an experience. And, I think, a guy like him or a guy in his position as well, they're going to learn from those experiences. And there's nothing really, you can practice all you want. You can go, virtual reality, but there's nothing like real life. And so those are real life experiences for him. And, I think he's handled it very well, and he'll continue to get better for it.
In terms of break, he's the type of guy. He likes to stay here late, mm-hmm. all hours. You have to tell him to go away, give the directive to make sure he gets a little mental break.
I think they've been instructed. They kind of know, how to respond, and he'll have a good mixture of both, some things to do to study as well as to get a break.
How much
How about getting kind of timing with Inman? Is this an opportunity, even though you want him to stay away, is this an opportunity to spend some time that he can work with him and get him up to speed?
I think it's kind of a catch-22. I think, we spent yesterday and today working on that. But we're not going to have them out there doing 3 days over their, quote, rejuvenation period.
John, what do you request of or suggest to your coaching staff? Will they take time off?
Oh, for sure. It's been a long half season for coaches, too. I think obviously we don't take the physical beating the players do, but, they've put a lot into it and spent a lot of hours, and it's a good time for them to we did a lot of self-scouting things over the last 3 days, and they're going to get the same break as the players.
What's been your big picture assessment of Jordan Howard these first 8 games and
how he's done? Well, I mean, very similar to a year ago in that he's been very, very productive. I think he's third in the league in rushing at this point. I think we've leaned a little bit on our run as a football team, much like a year ago. I think we'll continue that path. I mean, we can get better in those areas. We've had some negative runs that we want to get cleaned up. I think, the biggest thing we've kind of stressed is things to do better in the passing game. With making a change at quarterback at the halfway point or the halfway point, those are areas that I think that we spent a lot of time on offensively. Same attributes he's had. I think he's got excellent vision. He's got good power. I think in games we've been more successful at, he gets better as time goes on, and some of those 3-yard runs turn into 7-yard runs. I make the reference to, body blows in a heavyweight fight. I think they're not really sexy and not really exciting early, but they take effect the later the contest goes on. I call it points team, and unfortunately on 4 of the occasions it didn't turn out to be points. So it kind of is what it is. He understands that. We all do. And they're at a premium. And right now, that's an area offensively that, that relates to special teams as well, is, you drive the ball down there, you want to come away with points, and on 4 occasions we haven't.
Has the league defended Tariq Cohen as a running back better now that they know about him in the last 3-4
years? I was going back to officiating there for a minute. I think, you figure that out. These guys are all bright coaches, and, people have, kind of put more people towards him in coverage. We have to be able to adjust to that moving forward. And, with the addition of some people, getting some people back, hopefully that, we'll be able to do more about it.
John, I know there's no injury report, but a couple of veterans were out there today. Just like days off to Danny and
Al. I don't even really know how to respond to that. But, we'll form back up Monday, and I think we'll give you an official injury report Wednesday.
John, Dean Hicks was saying yesterday that a lot of our goals are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you characterize what the goals for this team are at the midpoint of the season, given what's happened and looking forward?
Well, I think, we're kind of where we are, but to start the season and to start every season that I've been here is to win our division. One thing about when you do that, you're guaranteed a spot in the tournament. So that's still the goal. Right now we're kind of a one game at a time, one brick at a time type of mentality. So as these guys go away and refresh and regroup a little bit like a halftime break, they'll start thinking about the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you.